This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3005, for Friday, the 7th of February 2020. Today's show is entitled, Is ActivityPub Paving the Way to Web 3.0? Quote, and is part of the series, Social Media. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, ActivityPub Conference 2019. A talk about whether ActivityPub is leading the way to Web 3.0.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another in our series on social media. And I'm going to continue taking a look at the ActivityPub conference of 2019 and move on to another talk. This is a short talk, so this will be a short program by a woman named Marie Axelson, who also has a Namdi Internet of Maliki. And you can access her talk at archive.org. I've put a link in the show notes. Maliki is a former project manager at Mastodon. And that since then, among other things, she is part of a group that has forked the Mastodon code to create something called Florence. That is an acronym, somewhat tortured one, as these things frequently are. Fediverse loves open, responsible, ethical networks for communicating with everyone. This is going to be about her talk, not about the other stuff, which I may or may not get to. But we'll just point out that of course, the code is entirely open. And when the code is entirely open, it's free software code. This means that anytime you are dissatisfied with an existing platform, you can take the code and use it to build something new. Whether it thrives or not is up to the users ultimately. You know, a new web application only requires two things, a resentment and a code base. and then you see what happens. Now, the question that Maliki presents in this talk is ActivityPub paving the way to Web 3.0? And not to postpone the suspense, short answer, yes. But why? You know, why is she saying that this is leading to 3.0? And I'm not sure it ever got entirely answered. She may believe that that's happening. But then the question becomes, what do you mean by Web 3.0? Well, she starts by taking a look at Web 2.0 and saying, where did that go wrong? And her analysis is that the internet was developing into a commercial entity. Well, yeah, that's been kind of obvious, but one that people were not interested in paying for, by and large. So the solution was advertising. That is an interesting point. And that's what leads us to surveillance capitalism. How do you make money? This was what people used to say about Linux. How do you make money selling free software? Well, some places did it by selling services, which has been the Red Hat model, for instance, and something that John Mad Dog Hall likes to talk about. But, you know, take a look at some of these other things. You know, how does Facebook make money? By grabbing your information and packaging it and selling it to advertisers. And that's what surveillance capitalism is all about. Well, that doesn't just happen in a vacuum, because what happens is that people start developing ad blockers. Well, I have ad blockers. You know, it's not that I hate, the problem is that when it becomes a war, you know, if we were just talking about a few display ads, I could live with that. It's when these websites turn into, no, we're going to show pop-ups and every possible annoying thing to force you to view all of this stuff. And then it's like, okay, I have technical means of stopping you. You know, what these media are doing is saying that users are simply a product to be sold, but most of us don't want to be sold. We don't want to be a product. Well, that leaves open some very important questions. And when we talk about an open federated web, how do we fund it? You know, that's always the problem. I saw, for instance, just recently, as I record this, Twitter, there was an announcement that, you know, they were looking at some kind of a federated solution that would be like Twitter but federated. And like a lot of people point out, that exists. It's called Mastodon. And oh, by the way, are you going to use ActivityPub and for your federated solution? And you know, the answer was, well, you know, we'll let our team look at that as a possibility and blah, blah, blah. And you know, the problem is Twitter's model is based on surveillance capitalism. And all of Silicon Valley is based on surveillance capitalism. So, you know, why would they be interested? The free culture side of this is important, but it's hard. All right. I know Chris Weber, for instance, the one of the people who originated ActivityPub, has a Patreon account, so people can help fund him, and I do. And there are several developers that I have, you know, thrown a few bucks to over the years, but it's. You know, I'm not fabulously wealthy, so I'm not giving thousands of dollars away. So we do have a real issue. Should there be a mechanism to facilitate giving funds to admins and developers? And if so, how should it be structured? Now, ActivityPub itself is non-commercial. It is open source. The code is there. Anyone can use it. People who develop ActivityPub are encouraging other people to use it. Now, people do run servers, and someone is paying for it, but not everyone is paying because it's about community and not profit. You know, I'm on a server, octodon.social. I'm not paying for that. I was allowed to have an account on it. Interesting. Now, I know that my friend Michael W. Lucas, and he's one of those people you probably should be following if you aren't already. Michael W. Lucas made the point that, you know, be nice to your server admin. And I think I've mentioned this before, because this was at a talk I saw last year at PenguinCon. And I'm looking forward to PenguinCon again this year. And what he talked about, taking care of your admin, he's on a BSD spot. Well, it's a site for BSD users, let me put it that way, which he prominently is. And so he was going to a conference and he was going to see his server admin there. And the way he put it is, this person is not going to have to buy a single beer as long as I'm around. That's one way to do it. Servers are not super expensive, but they are an expense. So there's a question there. Now, one advantage of the ActivityPub way is that there's not just one solution. ActivityPub is simply a protocol. It can work with any number of potential solutions and allow them to interact with each other. And that's good. One of the nice things about ActivityPub that has attracted me all along is you don't even have to be on the same social media platform to interact with people. Because someone can be on PixelFed, and I could subscribe to their PixelFed stuff on my Mastodon account and get notifications and what have you of what they're doing on PixelFed. That's brilliant. Imagine if, not that it would ever happen, but imagine if Twitter was also showing you all of your Facebook activity. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. So with ActivityPub, you can see what your friends are doing on another platform without having to join that platform yourself. But that opens up another can of worms. How do you find people? We don't as yet have the tools that can accomplish this. That's one of the weaknesses of federation. If someone tells me their address, I'm so-and-so at such-and-such a node, I can plug that in and say, hey, I want to connect to you. And that's great. There's a lot of people that I would follow if I knew how to find them. And I think they're on Mastodon. And occasionally what happens is I will find one of them because someone that I'm following copies them in a reply or something, and that shows up in my feed, and it's like, oh, goody, someone I want to follow. And then I can add them because I can see their address. But that's an interesting problem. So if Web 3.0 is this federated, non-commercial, community-oriented thing, and we would like it to be, there are some problems to be solved. I think ActivityPub is a great step in the right direction, but it is not everything. So with that, this is Ahuka signing off for Hacker Public Radio and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.